Now the Mishnah says, Ha'koineis tzoin ladir. If you bring your sheep into the corral, v'noil b'foneho, corral, and you close it the right way. Corral always means like a shmira p'chusa. It means just you watched it from a ruach mutuya. You did a normal locking to it. That's called corral. You closed it with a normal lock, a normal door that could withstand a normal wind. Even though a ruach she'enu mutuya would knock it down, but that's enough, you potter. The yotze v'zeika potter. Now your animal breaks loose and goes in and does damage, you potter. That's called you watched it, you made a shmir on your animal, and therefore you potter. Like Rashi says, Donatrium, I have a little method. He watched his shore. What should he do now that it went out and do damage? What about the loy noya before Karo? Let's say he did not close the gate well, he did not close the corral good, and that even a ruach mitzuri could break it. The yotze v'zeika, now your animal goes out and does damage, chayiv. Avad Yechayiv, it's your shore. If it's a town, Yechayiv Chatzinezik. If it's a mood, Yechayiv Nezik Sholem, because you didn't watch it. What about Nifritzo Balayla? Let's say the animal breaks loose at night. Oysha Pratzu, listen, or else robbers come at night and make a hole in the gate. V'yotzo, and the animal goes out, V'zeikon does damage. Potter, you're Potter, because you called an onus. Like, as far as you're concerned, last night when you left the corral, it was closed, locked well, there was a good shmir on it. Now in the middle of the night, that Nifrat Sabalai, the animal broke loose, or there came a pirtza, that the wall broke down in the middle of the night, that's an onus, therefore you put it. And Tay speaks out, the Chiddush is here, that the gate broke down at nighttime. Because if it would have broke at daytime, then you'd be chayiv. Because by daytime, most probably you would find out about it. So then you're supposed to go fast and fix the gate. But now that it happened at nighttime, you don't find out about it, therefore it's called like an onus, therefore you put it. What's going to be Hoitziyuhu Listim? Let's say Listim take it out. Listim come in, and then they take the animal out of the corral. So Lachar is then Listim Chayovim. Since the Listim did like a Maisa Gzela, they mamish took it out of the corral, they have Kinyonim Gzela. It's like in their Rishus right now. So if the animal now goes out and does damage, they are considered like the Baal HaShor, and they have to pay for the damage that happens to it. They have a Kinyon Gzela in it, therefore they're put. Pashenka in the first case, where Shepertsu Listim, where the Listim just broke down the wall and the animals went out by themselves, they're the Listim Apotah. Even though they're a Pashay of the Listim, but they don't have a kinyan. Like the animal never became theirs. They true broke down the wall, but the mice of the animal went out by itself, so therefore both the Baal HaShor is Potah and the Ganav is Potah. But here where the Ganav makes the mice of Geneva and then the Shor goes out, the Ganav, the Gazlan is Chayah for the Hezek. What about Tonicho Bechama? Let's say the owner of the shore left his shore in the sun, and you know the sun bothers him. He got wild because of the sun. Rashi says, Mitzara lo shimsha, the sun bothers the animal. Therefore, you should know it's not enough not to leave him with a normal lock, because you know since he's wild because he's in pain, he's going to break loose. Or else, shemosro lecher shait of a cotton, or else you gave over your shore to a cher shait of a cotton to watch it, which you know means nothing. They don't know how to lock the door, for giving it to them is just like he left it open. Therefore, the yotzev is like a chayiv. Now the animal goes. And the first case is that you left him in the sun. Even though you closed the door with a normal closing that could be watched from Ruach Mitzvah, still here you chayiv. You're not called an onus. Because you know if you left him in pain, he's going to be, move around. He's going to try and jump loose. So therefore, it's a kamat vave, he's going to break loose. Therefore, it's not called a good shmirah. Or else if you give him to a cheresh shait of a cotton, also it's not called you made a shmirah, you know they're going to let him go out, therefore you're chayiv. It's called you're pasheya. Mosra l'roya. Let's say you give over your flock, you give over your sheep to a shepherd to watch. The locker is nichnas haroya tachtav. He's like a shoyman now. So he asks chayuvim for the shore. If the shore does damage, he has to pay for it. Rashi is chayiv in his zokin. If your shore does damage, the shepherd, he's chayiv, he's like a shomer, he takes responsibility. Noflo legina venenis. Let's say your animal, even let's say by b'shoygeg, or your anonis, it falls, you have an animal on your roof, and by accident he falls off your roof and lands into the next neighbor's yard, neighbor's garden there. So noflo legina, he fell onto somebody else's garden. Venenis, and he had enjoyment there. So the lochr is mashalemes mashenenis. You only have to pay according to how much enjoyment your animal had. For the damage that your animal did, your potter, it's like an onus that your animal fell off the roof. But our kopon, if your animal had enjoyed it, yechayim for the nena. And Rashi says, noflagina means boinus. Migag baila, you add your animal top of your roof. And an oinus happened that it fell off into your neighbor's garden. So therefore, if it does damage there, you're potter, you're an oinus. But if it has enjoyment there, yechayim to pay for the enjoyment that it had. That's a klal of nena. When your animal has enjoyment from somebody else, it's like your mishtashi, you had enjoyment also. Therefore, you have to pay for the enjoyment that the animal had. Yodo kedarka vezeka. Let's say though it went down the normal. It wasn't an oinus that you are sure went down to your neighbor's chatzar. But it was a normal. Yodo kedarka went down normally into your neighbor's gina. Vehezeka, it did damage there. Then you chayiv. It's not called an oinus anymore. You're a pesheyon, therefore meshalem es mashezeka. You have to pay how much damage you did in your friend's garden. Now, Kate said meshalem es mashezeka. How do you pay really for the mazik of shein? This is more or less like the mazik of shein, that your shor went into your friend's gina, into his garden, and he ate up all his vegetables there. He ate up all his fruits. So, how much do you have to pay? So the Tanakam holds, Shomin Beiso Beyoisa Soda, you shats up a field the size of a Beiso. And you say like this, your animal only ate up one row in the whole Beiso. So you say like this, Kamahoisa Yofa Vakami Yofa. How much would a person buy this whole Beiso of 50 Amos by 50? How much would a person pay for the whole Beiso with missing this one row or with the one row? That's not such a big difference. If you look upon how much the one row of tefuah by itself is worth, could be it's worth $50. But we don't pay that much. You have to pay, what's the difference of the price of a field, the whole Beis Sor, whether it has this one more row or whether it's missing one row. Then could be the damage is only $20. That's all you have to pay. And we dash in a pasuk like this, Rashi says, you have to evaluate it according to another field. You don't pay for the actual damage of this row that your animal ate up, but you have to evaluate it against the whole field. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Ochla peiros gemurim mishalemes peiros gemurim." Rabbi Shimon says, "If you ate peiros gemurim." If your animal ate up finished fruits that really does not need the field anymore, then Allah is Meshalemis Peres Gemurim. Then you have to pay how much those fruits are worth. In other words, if you ate up a whole row, let's say, of cucumbers, and the cucumbers were fully grown, that they don't have to be attached anymore, so then we don't evaluate it against the field. Only, but Im so saim. You go upon how much you ate. Like Rashi says, Shekva Bishlo Kot Sarkun. If the fruit that your animal ate up was completely ripe already, so then mishalem es kol hazeka. You have to pay how much the fruit itself is worth. Ve'echa shemin and agav soda. When does a shemin hold? You evaluate it according to the field. Hecha diadayin la nigru. That's only when the fruits that he ate are not finished, they're not fully ripe. So then they still need the field. Then we say, go after a beisor. How much is the beisor worth with it or without it? It's a very small difference. But when the fruit that he ate up is already finishedly fully ripe, that it doesn't need the field, then we don't look at the field, we just look at the fruit itself. So you have to pay according to how much fruit he ate. So the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu learned like this. Ezel karo, v'ezel shaloi karo. What's called he watched it fitting, and what's called not karo? Delish yechad alana bruch mitzui ezel karo. If he watched it with a door that could withhold a normal wind, that's called karo. The Mishnah says yapata. She'en yechad alam abruach mitzuya zeh shaloi karo. If the door is not even strong enough to hold up with a normal wind, then yechayiv. That's not called a shmir at all. That's not even called a shmir pchusa. So Gemara says, if so, Omer of Mani ba Patish, man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah that chura talking about only by a muad then? Because all you're making here is just a shmir pchusa. It's not a real good watching. It's only a shmir pchusa, a lesser type of a watching. It's only good from a ruach mitzuya. So who is the tana that holds muid? By a muid is sagale b'shmir pchusa. That if the owner watches it with a shmir pchusa, he's potter. Hatei Rabbi Yehudi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The tana we learned like this, we had before. Koshu b'olim b'maseira. So the Bailam tied it up with a string. for a noya lefon of Karon, he closed the door normally, which means he watched it from a ruach mitzuyon. The yotz of Azeka, now the animal broke loose and did damage. So Tanakam Rav Meir holds echot tam v'echad muad chayiv. Diva Rabbi Meir, whether the shor was a tam or a muad, still the baal hashor is chayiv. Even though he watched it with a shmirah p'chusa, Rabbi Meir holds that's nothing. It's not called a shmirah. Since it's only could withhold the ruach mitzuya and not a ruach sheinu mitzuya, therefore yechayiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds tam chayiv muad potah. There's a difference that a tam tak is chayiv with the shmirah p'chusa, but a muad is chayiv, but a muad is potah. Shenema, the pasuk says an extra pasuk by muad for lo yishmurenu bolov, that the Bailam did not watch it at all. Then the Bailam is chayiv. But v'shamer who's there, here that the Bailam watched it a little bit, as long as he made a shmir of chus, it's called the Bailam watched it, the Bailam watched it, therefore the lachar is that the Bailam is potter. So our Mishnah Churus calls according to Rabbi Yehuda that a tam is potter with a shmir of chus. Yeah. Reb Lezer, before we had Reb Lezer said no, ein lo shmir el asakin. He holds that a muid has no shmir unless you kill it. There's no way to watch it. Whatever happens to it, you're still chayiv. So we must say this now. Afilo temer Rabbi Meir could be no. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that by keren or shmir pchusa is nothing. He is still chayiv for keren. But maybe that's only when Yeshua does damage with his keren, whether it's a tam, whether it's a muad yichayiv. But shani shein v'regel. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about only the hezek of shein v'regel, and here it's different. By Shein V'Regel, even Rav Meir agrees that if the owner watched it, even the Shmira Chusa, that's enough. Because the Torah took away the Shmira. What's the Raya? The Torah says like it's enough or less of a Shmira. The Yomer Reb Lezer of Yomer Lover Masdis and Tonon, the Mishnah B'Vaisa we learned, Abod Devorim HaTorah Miyata Mishmirasim. There are four things that the Torah was lenient with its Shmira, even less of a Shmira is enough. The Elohim, these are the four things. Bor, the mazik of bor, v'yesh, the mazik of esh, shein v'regel. Bor, what's the mazik of bor? The Siddur Pasuk says, ki yiftach ish bor. Person opens up a bor. Oy ki yichrish bor, as a person digs a bor. V'lo yechasenu, does not cover it. That's when you chayiv. Mashmur, you didn't do anything. Ho ki so potter. But mashmur, if you covered it, even a smaller type of a covering, still you potter. So by bor, a shmir of chusa helps. Esh, where's the proof by the mazik of esh? The pasuk says, "Shalim yishalim hamavri asabera." You have to pay if you hamavri asabera. You lit the field. That means kamat ad the oved came maver. You only chayiv if it's considered like you yourself lit the other field, which means you're a pasheya. But as long as you made even a shmirah p'chusa, so it's not called like you went to lit the other one's field. Therefore, you're potter. The Rashi says, "Came maver" means b'pshia. You only chayiv if you are a pasheya. If you watched it, a shmir of chusa, you're not a pshir anymore. Lamaisi, you watched it a little bit, therefore by the mazik of esh, also you're potter. Shein, how do I know by the mazik of shein when the animal eats something that you're potter if you made a shmir of chusa? The pasuk says again, ubiya bistay acher, that like your field, your animal went and ate up bistay acher in somebody else's field. So it's mashma at the oven cain until you did it, ubiya, until you made it like go and destroy in the other one's field. Rashi says, Kain ubiya means, Kain sheyachlenu lebehem to biyadayim. Kaloyma bipshiya. Mashma yoni chayav, like when you let your animal go into the other one's field, like you put him there, where you're a complete pasheya. Then you're chayav for a regal. But as long as you made a shmir apchusa, you'd be potter. That's been the bashein. Regal, how do we know by regal? The pasuk says, Visholach adiyovet kain visholach. Also the same thing. Yoni chayav, if you're a shaleach, mashma pshiya, and not if you made a shmir apchusa. So Kitzah Mishnah is talking about Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel could be everybody agrees that a Shmir Pchusa helps. You only chayiv for Shein V'Regel if you're a Kain of Pashiyah. But as long as you're not a Pashiyah, you'll be Potter. V'Tanya will learn like this. V'Tanya V'Shilach, and the Potter is V'Shilach, is their Regel. It means the Mazik of Regel, like we had before in our days. V'Chein Rebbe, the Potter goes and says, Meshalch Regel HaShav Yechamor. Ubiya Zeh Hashem. The Potter says Ubiya means the Mazik of Shein. V'Chein Rebbe, the Potter goes and says, Kasher Yivar HaGol Ola Tumai. So Nasha now, time of the Yovet Kain v'shilach abir. When are you chayiv the Baal HaShor? If your HaShor does damage with its regal, with the Shein, where the Baalim is a Pasheya, he did something wrong. Hola Yovet Lai, but if the Baalim didn't do anything wrong, he, even though he only made a Shmir Abchusa, he's not called the Pshiya, therefore be Potter. Omar Rabbi says, Mas Nisin Namidek, I have a proof from our Mishnah also. Diktoni, he says, Namishnah, Tsoin, It says in the Mishnah, Hakoines Tzoin Ladir Tzoin Michti Pishor Kras Kinon. The whole pair is the whole Masechta so far. We're talking about a shore. Shor Shnagech Zapora. We're talking about a shore. The Pishor Kras Kinon. The Osi Nisni Shor. And we learned all the time about a shore. Maishna the Tani Tzoin. How come here our Mishnah automatic all here changes around to a Tzoin, to a sheep? Lav mishum the Torah miyata b'shmiroson. The Torah was a mayat in its shmir over here. What does that mean? Lav mishum the kan keren like sivbo. Shein v'regelo the sivbo. Because our Mishnah is not talking about the mazik of keren. Our Mishnah is talking about the mazik of shein v'regel. Or kamash malon the shein v'regel the muadimu shmamina. The shein v'regel is a muad right away, and that's the chiddush here that you're chayiv only with your pesheya. But if you make even a shmir b'chusa, still you potter. So Rashi says, "Askin of Yosim is kula pirkan al ashta." Means the whole perik until now, the whole mesechta we're talking about. Sure, how come now we start talking about soin? So Rashi says, "Soin is the pshat is the ein hazek ela b'shein v'regel." Soin, small sheep like they can't gore anybody. All the damage that soin could do is only shein v'regel. That's the pshat. Our Mishnah changes now to talk about a soin because that's talking about only the mazik of shein v'regel and not the mazik of keren. Therefore, our Mishnah is good according to everybody. True for Keren, you'll be chayiv with the Shemir Pchusa. But our Mishnah changes now to Tzoin, sheep. Sheep doesn't do damage with its horn. Sheep only does damage with its eating or regal. Therefore, the Bailam would be potter with the Shemir Pchusa. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya will learn like this. Omer Reb Yeshua. Arbo Devorim Ho'isa Ison Potter B'dini Yodim Chayim B'dini Shemayim. There are four things that somebody does that is Potter B'dini Yodim Chayim B'dini Shemayim. One of these, yeah, Rashi says, why Kesav a Groma B'dini Zokin Potter? There are these cases like sit like a Groma B'dini Zokin and a Groma B'dini Zokin is Potter. What are these things? The Elohim Ha'apoyrit Geder B'fnei B'emes Chaveroi. If you go down to your friend's corral and you break down the gate in order that the animal should go out to do damage. So you're a gorim there, you caused it, but you're potter b'dini yodim. V'ha'koyfeit koymoser shechaver b'fnei adleika. If there's a fire going by, and you see somebody else's field growing with nice, long, tall corn, and you go and bend over the corn now, so now the fire will reach it and burn it up. So again, you didn't put it into the fire, you just bent over the corn, that now the fire will reach it, so you're called the gorim. You caused the damage, but you didn't do it, therefore you put them within the yodim. If you hire false witnesses to say edus, to mechayis somebody money, also you're only a gorim, and therefore you put them within the yodim. If you know edus, that your friend owes somebody money, and you don't say the edus, you hold it back, so you call the girl for somebody to lose out money, and Groma bin Izak, and we all just put him in the Yodam, but Chai in the Shemayim. Omamar, what we just say, Ha'poyritz Gedim if Nei Behemoth Chaveiro, somebody goes and breaks down the wall of somebody else's corral, so it says that you're Potter. Heichidam, what's the case talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, because so worried that the wall was a strong wall, so for the Gemara, but didn't the other name in Chayiv? You should be Chayiv, but didn't the other also, like you did damage. So Rashi learns Pshat, Rashi says, E be Kaisel Bori, but didn't the other name in Chayiv, me you are Kaisel, a Kopani, you should be Chayiv for the wall. You broke down a good wall. Dov Yedayim of it. That's not a Groma. That's a Mazav Yedayim. Rashi learns, we have Behemah Lek Lameh, the Mechayiv, ben Echlami, on the Behemah Taki Yepoto. Do a Tanana, this we learn, Pertsu a Listen Poto. The Listen broke down the door, and it goes out, that's a Poto, because it's a Groma. So that we can say, Yechayiv. So the Gro here brings down that Pirish Yechayiv Pirish Toises Kan. He says, Kosu Shom Deishloim, and the Toises says, they should have to say, even on the Behemah Yechayiv. Well, the Dhamma Masnissan, the Mari bin Iskeho, Kinaramo, Rambam, Biaf, bin Iskeho, Mechayev, Kamishun, the Miskavin. That is a chilek. Where you are Miskavin, could be there, it's not called Groma. Groma is only potentially not Miskavin for the damage. But there that you're Miskavin, could be you be Chayev for the Behemah also. But the whole point of Rashi says, no, on the Behemah, you're potter, that's still called the Groma here, you're only Chayev on the coast. That's Gemara's Kasha. You don't have a kaisel, so bury a strong wall, but then you don't have a kaisel, but then you don't have also. You broke down a wall. So why does it say a potter here? Elo, the case that we're talking